Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I'm not able to join in person today and have provided a recording from the Pleiadian Light Body DNA Activation Program on the Emotional Body Healing, connecting to a core group of light beings and assisting in the recalibration of the emotional body and the energy field in general. I hope you may enjoy this beautiful gift, this sacred offering, and I look forward to catching up with you soon again. From my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love.
Welcome, Master Beings of Love and Light. We have been consciously working to disentangle and transmute your lower feelings as you manifest and create new perceived realities. Realities more suited to your true nature as Master Beings of Love and Light. This is your birthright, and you accept your multidimensional and multifaceted nature by experiencing from your heart center and through your many gifts. Through the gifts of compassion, love, wisdom, joy, harmony, warmth, grace, and delight in the present moment. And by allowing yourself to be detached, an observer from any negative emotions, in order to have impartiality and insight into your particular behavioral patterns, and to be able to make the appropriate changes. For as a master being of love and light, you see through master eyes that are aware, and through a heart that is wise, and in flow with the universal forces of love and light. You're going to be working with an emotional healing coning, with the Pleiadian emissaries of light, Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Overlighting Dave of Healing, Pan, and your Higher Self of the Light. You'll disentangle your emotional body from your mental body and release the last of any negative emotions or feelings stored within the emotional body, so you may manifest in your wisdom new creations and new realities solely in the vibration of love and light. For you have chosen to experience life in joy and love, and you have cancelled any further contracts that you may have had to learn through pain. You have chosen to be fully connected to the universal source of love and light, and to radiate and attract to you those people that are right for you in this vibration of light. Those people that will honor, love, and respect you. You have chosen to become your higher light, and you will become your higher light when you can release lower base feelings and emotions. When you can really feel from your heart center, and when you can express this in an outward manner, from a place of wisdom, a place of joy, a place of love. Again, you're wanting to set your sacred space and calling these wonderful general light beings that are assisting you on this journey of ascension, this journey of discovering yourself and your true nature, before you begin to work more specifically with an emotional healing coning. We call in the Pleiadian emissaries of light. We call in the Syrian archangelic link of the light. We call in the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. You ask the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and the Andromedans, all of the light, to bring in a multidimensional coning of light and love above your aura, total alignment, your higher self of the light, your Christed over self of the light, and Mother, Father, God, the great central sun, the source of all that is. In the vibration of Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, we call in the Christed One and the brotherhood and sisterhood of the ascended ray of Christ. You call specifically upon Ascended Master Jesus Christ and all other brotherhood of the ascended ray of Christ that wish to join you now. You call specifically upon Mother Mary and all other sisterhood of the ascended ray of Christ that wish to join you now. Call upon the archangels and their divine feminine counterparts and their legion of angels. You call upon Archangel Michael and Michaela, Archangel Gabriel and Gabriella, Archangel Uriel and Uriella, Archangel Raphael and Raphaella, Archangel Jophiel and Jophiella, Archangel Camiel and Camiella, Archangel Zachiel and Zachiella. You call upon the Brotherhood of the Light. You call upon the Ascended Masters of the Light. You call specifically upon Saint Germain, Keeper of the Violet Flame, and ask him to surround you now in his Violet Flame of protection. You call upon your own Pleiadian and Syrian Master Guides, your Guardian Angel, and all other beings of light that wish to join you now in the sacred space. Now bring your focus to your breathing. On the inhale, bring the golden love and light energies through the crown chakra, and at the same time through the feet chakra, to meet at the base chakra and then perineum center. As you exhale, bring these golden earth and cosmic energies from the perineum center up the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. Circulate these wonderful earth and cosmic energies throughout your body, and if it feels right for you, add your vaginal or anal muscle contractions to further enhance your experience. Bring in your golden bubble within 2 to 3 feet around you in all directions. See this golden bubble, this beautiful golden ball forming all around you, creating a sense of love and light. Bring in your grounding cords. Bring your first 4 grounding cords down from the top of your golden bubble, one at a time, to the bottom of your golden bubble, your earth chakra point. As you join these 4 cords at your earth chakra point, you now form one big cord which you take deep down into Mother Earth, into her heart chakra. Where you anchor your central grounding cord around a big rose quartz crystal. You send your love for Mother Earth deep down into her heart center. You feel her love for you as she sends this wonderful love back up your grounding cord and into your golden bubble, your earth chakra point. You fill your golden bubble with the wonderful love energies of Mother Earth. Call upon the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light and Archangel Michael, keeper of the sword of holy truth, to bring in a pillar of light and anchor the fluorescent tube of light to deep within your etheric body. Breathe in your wonderful higher light from your higher self of the light and your Christed over self of the light through this fluorescent tube of light from your transpersonal point and crown chakra. As you exhale, take these wonderful golden energies of your own higher light through the fluorescent tube of light down your spine and out your perineum center to your earth chakra center. Again, inhale your wonderful higher light through your transpersonal point and crown chakra. And on the exhale, take this golden divine love and light down your spine through your fluorescent tube of light and out your perineum center to your earth chakra center. You continue this inhale and exhale, moving these wonderful golden energies of yourself as your higher light throughout your body. You will now open an emotional healing koning. So you state your intent to open an emotional healing koning. Call in the Pleiadian emissaries of light. Call in the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. Call in the Overlighting Deva of Healing. Call in Pan and call in your higher self of the light. While this koning is stabilizing, you may like to connect to and call in any other guides or healing angels that you personally acknowledge. Now for a couple of minutes, bring your focus back to your breath. We inhale deeply from your crown chakra and from your feet chakra, combining these wonderful healing energies at the base chakra and then perineum center. And as you exhale, take these wonderful earth and cosmic energies from the perineum center at the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. Take a couple more deep breaths as you feel this energy circulating throughout your entire body. And you now notice that your hands, your palms are getting really warm. It's a golden healing energy. These healing frequencies of love and light are gently increasing this frequency in your hand chakras. Spinning your hand chakras faster in preparation for the self-healing koning session. Now visualize a clear movie screen in front of you, the grounding cord going deep down into Mother Earth. In front of the screen, you place a healing rose, the grounding stem going deep down into Mother Earth. You reach out and touch the screen with your hands, and it lights up in a golden shimmering color. You place an image of yourself upon the screen. As you focus on this image of yourself, bring your focus to your emotional body, a body which is found about 1 foot around you in all directions. Your emotional body looks like a small golden bubble of light with rainbow hues reflected through this golden color. Your emotional body holds all your emotions and feelings, whether it be feelings of love, joy, light, or feelings of low self-esteem, uncertainty, fear, shame, or guilt. All these feelings are meshed within the emotional body that surrounds you. And if you have any negative feelings, this will be reflected in the emotional body by dark patches of color, holes which look like small fabric tears within this golden rainbow hue creation. These holes in the emotional body usually become entangled with the etheric or mental bodies, which will reflect through negative thoughts, blocked emotions, and then physical disease or discomfort within the body. You now focus on a particular feeling that you wish to change. Whether it be fear, anger, shame, guilt, or any other feeling that's holding you back from experiencing your wonderful higher light permanently on this three-dimensional plane. As you focus on this feeling, you breathe in through your fluorescent tube of light, through your transpersonal point and crown chakra, filling yourself with your higher light qualities. As you exhale, take this wonderful higher light down your spine and out your perineum center to your earth chakra center. Thus spiral your higher light in the form of golden filaments of light and love from your heart center in an outward direction throughout your aura, allowing this higher light to gently reflect in light and love within your emotional body. And as the screen lights up with your higher light, you are guided to a particular place within the emotional body where you feel this negative feeling. And you now see a tear or dark muddy color within this area. With the assistance of your Pleiadian and Sirian master guides, your guardian angel, other guides or healing angels you personally acknowledge, the everlasting Deva of healing, Pan, and your higher self of the light, you send light and love into this area. This part of you who is feeling sad, feeling shame, feeling guilty, feeling anger, hatred, or pain. You see the dark color dissolving and the emotional body being knitted together in wholeness as you start to transmute this feeling, to change this negative feeling to a feeling of love and light. For this particular feeling, no longer necessary, no longer needs to hide, can move into the light and experience its own wisdom and light. Now bring your focus to your fourth dimensional portal, thin membrane found directly over your crown chakra. You see the center being activated, and this membrane, this thin disc, starts to vibrate and expand, and as it does, brings in high frequency thought forms and feelings from ascended masters and angels. It brings in permanent manifestations of love and light, of joy of compassion and wisdom. You feel these feelings. You acknowledge these feelings. And you become these feelings. For you are these feelings. You are this magnificent master being of love and light. Now look around for another feeling. A feeling that perhaps makes you feel unsure or uncertain of your true nature. What is this feeling? You are gently guided by your Pleiadian and Sirian master guides, your guardian angel, and all these wonderful healing kind members, and your higher self of the light, to find this feeling within your emotional body. You look for this feeling, and you now see a whole more dark muddy color in your emotional body that represents this feeling. And again you work with the healing kind members to transmute this feeling, to take this negative feeling and turn it into a positive one. You bring your higher love and light into this area, changing this color, etherically sealing this hole within your emotional body. You feel a strong sense of wholeness, of love and light, as you transmute this feeling, negative feeling, to feelings of love and light, wisdom and joy. Now bring your focus back to your fourth dimensional portal, this thin membrane above your crown chakra. This portal is vibrating and anchoring high frequency thought forms and feelings through the mental body and into the emotional body. carrying out lower frequency emotions and feelings and permanently anchoring these high frequencies of love, of light, of compassion, wisdom, joy and kindness. You continue to look into this emotional energy body to see any other dark patches, muddy colors or tears. Tears which will appear as small fabric holes in your emotional body. And as you notice an area that needs healing, you see a feeling that is associated with this particular hole or dark area in your emotional body. With your Pleiadian and Sirian master guides, your guardian angel, Pan, the everlasting Dev of healing, and your higher self of the light, you start to transmute this negative feeling, and you turn this feeling into a positive feeling through the frequencies of love and light. For you know that you are a master being of love and light, and that you can manifest anything. You can create any reality, any experience or feeling you wish to have. And it is your greatest wish now to transmute these negative feelings to positive feelings, so you can experience your vitality, your total love for yourself and your environment. So you may experience your higher light as your higher self of the light and your Christed over self of the light. You bring your focus back to your fourth dimensional portal of your crown chakra, and once again you fill yourself with these higher feelings of love and light. As you breathe deeply, connect yourself to this angelic dimension, this realm of angels and ascended masters, to this dimension of Christ consciousness and higher light as it exists on the fourth dimension. You understand that you are a master being of love and light, that you are special and unique, and that you will not allow just anyone within your golden bubble and within your emotional body. You will not allow yourself to be taken advantage of. You will not allow yourself to play the role of victim. Nor will you allow yourself to have feelings of fear, panic, uncertainty. For you will radiate and magnetize to you those that are deserving of your love and light. And you will operate from your higher light, from these feelings of love, wisdom, and joy. For as this master being of love and light, you reclaim your natural power, the need to be discerning. Perhaps change those people or those situations that no longer fit with this new reality. For as you change direction, career or environment, you are eliminating that which is negative and unhealthy from your environment and from your emotional body. Transmute all those feelings that are holding you back from truly being this master being of love and light, from truly being your higher self of the light, your Christed over self of the light. You are now feeling very relaxed and very loved as you operate from your heart center, from your soul matrix, where you have disentangled all negative feelings from your emotional body and feel the full flow of this love and this light within not only your emotional body, but within your etheric, mental, and spiritual bodies. You see a pinky hue forming all around you now as you experience yourself as a frequency of love. You are now going to end your personal healing coding session. You see your healing screen and rose dissolve into your multi-dimensional healing coding of love and light. And you now give thanks to all these emotional healing coding members as you disconnect yourself from the Pleiadian emissaries of light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Everlighting Deva of Healing, clan and your higher self of the light. Again, bring in your golden bubble of light and ground yourself with your grounding cords. You breathe deeply as you call upon Saint Germain, keeper of the violet flame, and ask him to bring in a violet flame of protection so you may continue to heal the body and heal yourself in a safe and protected environment. And you now create another healing rose and place it in front of your golden bubble, with the stem going deep down into Mother Earth. Now bring your focus to Mother Earth, for she too needs healing, as does the realm of nature, spirit, intelligence, and all life that exists on this planet. People, animals, trees, plants, flowers, gems and stones. All life, whether animate or inanimate. You are wanting to assist in the healing of this planet. For as this master being of love and light, you are able to send this love to places on the earth where it is needed most. You are able to make a difference by sending your feelings of love and light to any country or place where it is needed most. And you now visualize Mother Earth, and you surround Mother Earth in a huge golden bubble of love and light. And you call upon all the healing kinding members, as well as the higher self of the light, of all planetary light workers that are currently able to assist in this planetary healing. You ask to be connected to the Pleiadian emissaries of light. You ask to be connected to the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. You ask to be connected to Pan. You ask to be connected to the Overlighting Dove of Healing. And you ask to be connected to your higher self of the light. And you ask to be connected to the higher self of the light, all planetary light workers are currently available to assist in this planetary healing. Lastly, you request that all other spiritual hierarchy that wish to join you now for this planetary healing, please make themselves known and available. And as you focus on this planet, you see you are connected to a grid of planetary light workers. One of the 12 main portals of entry into the Earth's atmosphere. As you find yourself at one of the 12 main portals of entry into the Earth's atmosphere, you start to fill in frequencies of love and light for the parts of this planet that is currently most needed. You see dark patches or tears within certain countries or places. And with assistance of these light workers and the Koni members, you clear these feelings of fear, chaos, hatred, and anger. You send your love and your light through these portals, and you ask that your love and your light be directed at healing this planet. Now, with the assistance of the Koni members, you bring in big golden pillars of light and beam them through these 12 main portals of entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Moving them to countries or places where you need to clear these dark energies. Now you're going to disconnect from this planetary healing. You ask to be disconnected from the Pleiadian emissaries of light. You ask to be disconnected from the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. You ask to be disconnected from the Everlighting Dado of Healing. You must be disconnected from Pan. You must be disconnected from your higher self of the light. You must be disconnected from the higher self of the light of all planetary light workers that have been available for this session. And you also ask to be disconnected from any other light beings, the spiritual hierarchy of this planet that joined you in this planetary healing. And slowly, as you bring yourself back to your sacred space, you again notice the golden star tetrahedron as it exists around your emotional body. And as you notice the outline to the shape, you sense the star tetrahedron as it is found not only within your emotional body, but within your mental and etheric body. You just relax into the shape, into remembrance of the shape that you will work with in order to activate your light body. With this, we bid you a most wonderful day.